You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. Is good with Matt Bowen.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
You have to play man coverage in third and 2-6. If you play cover two or cover three, they're going to run hitch routes, they're going to run slants, they're going to run stick routes, they're going to move the chains. NFL quarterbacks are too good. You have to challenge in those situations. You have to play press, you have to get hands on wide receivers and disrupt the release to disrupt the timing of the route itself. So in those situations, you got to play man. And if I'm Dennis Allen against Green Bay Packers in those situations, I'm playing man with pressure, because right now I'm not getting home with four, so that's telling me I have to bring pressure.
Third and 15, under pressure, throwing for Dyers with out of bounds. Couldn't stay in, Jalen Johnson covering fourth and 15.
Now Dennis Allen rolled the dice there, he showed two high, two safety look, and it's a snap of the ball, he goes to a one high look, played man-to-man coverage, man free with a safety in the middle. Trusted Jalen Johnson in his corners to hold up on Island, so they do.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, we love when we get the opportunity to break down tape with Matt Bowen. He joins us every week throughout the Bears season, and he joins us here on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Big Ann Heron is in for Spiegs. Spiegs will be back on Thursday. Carmen Vitale will be in his stead tomorrow. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
Oh, we're basking in what has been the insanity of the Bears winning. And I know that it's a unique perspective that you have. You are a Bears fan. You also played for the Packers. So What was this like watching this game play out Saturday night?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Well, first of all, I've never seen an ending quite like that. Never as a player, never as a coach at the high school level or at the Pop Warner level. To score 25 points in the fourth quarter is hard to do at the lower levels. It's extremely hard to do in the National Football League. And I think when you look at this game, it's a great example of a team in the Bears taking advantage of opportunities in the second half of that football game. Yes, they made adjustments. We'll get to all that. But taking advantage of opportunities and mistakes by the Green Bay Packers. That's what good football teams do. It's not their fault that you've made a mistake. But when you do make a mistake, when you don't execute on special teams, we are going to take advantage of it. And that's what the Bears did. They played at such a high level in terms of playmaking ability in that second half. And that's why they won the game. That's why they're advancing.
One thing that stood out to me was the level of aggression that Ben Johnson showed with fourth downs early. I think you can make a case for or against that. But the fact that they weren't converting those fourth downs and the team was still able to come back in the second half and respond and not get too dejected. Because you know what it's like when you know a game plan is going to have a specific temperament to it. And a team can crumble if you feel like, oh, this was our best laid plan and we're not getting this done. But the Bears didn't crumble. That really stood out to me as something that Ben Johnson, he's not shy about crediting his players. The team continued to sort of forge their way back into the game, even though those fourth downs weren't working for him.
I agree, Anthony. And I think it also speaks to the players and understanding who their head coach is and what they're going to do from a scheme perspective and situational. Right? And that our coach is going to go for it in fourth down. We are going to be aggressive. And if we don't get it, Anthony, we're going to keep playing football. But that's who we are. I think that's, if you're a Bears fan and you watch the season all year, this is what Ben Johnson does. They are going to be aggressive. They are going to take risks. And that's why they're explosive on offense. That's why they win football games. That's why they can play situational football, which has been missing in this city for years, right? And so I think from your perspective, Anthony, what you're talking about is the player, you say, you know what, we didn't get the fourth down. We're going to get another opportunity to get it though later in the game, and we are going to cash in those opportunities. They did exactly that.
Before we get into some of the specifics with what they did in the second half on defense, the throw, the fourth and eight that all of us, the entire football world is reacting to, when you compare it with the one where he called game against the Packers late in the regular season or the one against Cleveland where, you know, it was the eye-popping throw and catch with DJ, that fourth and eight to me, factoring in, yes, the game situation is a part of that, but even just his mobility, the discernment of where the angle were that the defenders were coming from, the ability to put touch and loft on a pass while he's rolling in that direction to be able to fit it in there. To me, of many amazing passes that Caleb Williams has thrown this season, that to me topped the rest of them. How do you kind of rank it?
I agree with you. That's number one. And it shows that he's an elite playmaker. And I think that's where you put Caleb right now if you're having a discussion about where he is in terms of his development. And we can get into his ability to throw with more timing, to identify his outlets at a higher rate within the progression. But in terms of his playmaking ability, it is at the top right now. And he's shown it all season. To do that, think about this, Anthony. We don't even have the stories about late in the game if he doesn't make that throw. There is no touchdown to DJ Moore. You know, none of that happens if you don't make that throw. And I don't think, when you're watching the game, you know, you're watching on TV, you don't think like that. So, it's a big-time throw. They extend the game. But really, that won them the football game, if you think about it.
So let's go through this, because I asked Big Ant about it, and I texted you about it earlier in the week. What happened? Like, what was a difference that you saw in the Bears in the second half from what you saw in the first?
Well, I think scheme, in terms of defensively what they did, they played even more man coverage in the second half. Over 68% of coverage snaps. So they said, we're going to challenge. And Lawrence, we talked about that last week. And there are certain situations where you have to challenge, you have to play man, and you have to win in man coverage. They did that. And they're doing it more from a press position. So they were aggressive. And they're going to disrupt timing off the release. They're going to be a little grabby. They're going to be physical in coverage. They did all that. And if you look at the numbers, I got them right here. Jordan Love in the second half versus man coverage. 8 of 17 for 83 yards. And a QBR of 19.7. I think it tells a story right there. They completely changed the game. Yes, they brought pressure too. I thought Dennis Allen did a great job in the second half. And it's not like he got new players, guys. Same roster, right? He didn't sign any free agents at halftime. This is the same roster they had. And I think also credit to the players. And this has nothing to do with scheme. And Anthony, you know this. They just played faster.
They simply played faster. There was much more urgency to their movements in the second half on the defensive side of the football in terms of the pass rush, the pressure, and the coverage.
Having Kyler Gordon back in the lineup and all this time he's missed this season, it's fun projecting forward what a full, healthy season of Kyler Gordon in the Dennis Allen scheme might be. But the more he got on the field the other day, and he didn't look as in shape, as sudden as the prime Kyler Gordon would look. But what impact did specifically Kyler Gordon have?
Well, he's your man coverage guy in the slot. That's what he is. He's an excellent zone defender and a tackler, too. But you need that man coverage corner. Lawrence and I talked about this the last couple of weeks, how they were getting exposed in the slot. And they couldn't match up, especially at the third level of the field. They were really struggling. So getting Gordon back, and to your point, Anthony, he is not 100%. I think anyone who watched the game can understand that. That's just reps. That's more reps. He'll get more reps during the week of practice now. He will play at a faster rate this weekend, I guarantee that. But having him back on the field allows you to play matchups, and that's what you need.
Yeah, and watching it play out the way that it did, I'm a huge Kyler Gordon fan. You know that, Matt. Like, watching him be able to impact the run defense and then being picked on a little bit towards the end of the game. Like, they went after him, and I felt like he got better. To your point, I felt like with the reps, it was like, oh, okay, you guys want to challenge me? I'm the highest paid nickel in the league. Watch this. And then he broke up a couple of passes and knocked down the last pass of the game.
We have to understand that to the mentality of a defensive back, if you give up some plays, guess what? They're going to throw the ball at you again and again and again until you stop it. And so you make some plays. And he answered. I always use the term as a coach, sometimes you have to answer the bell as a football player. That was a prime example of it. Because if you don't make the plays, if you allow separation, you're going to put your defense in a tough spot. So can you respond after giving up a couple plays and come back and create some on-the-ball production? He did exactly that.
Love the game of Grady Jarrett, where a lot of his career he's been able to be a guy who's undersized as a defensive tackle but can get into creases and play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Right. And even as he's gotten healthy throughout the year, we haven't necessarily seen the playmaking show up in the backfield as frequently, but he was just really active the other night. When you were mentioning the activity of the Bears defense in the second half, I feel like Grady Jarrett was a really big example of that.
I agree. I think the interior of their defense, the second-level linebackers, too, cutting off the ball, playing cutoff and force angles, not allowing the ball to get to the perimeter, creating disruption, like you mentioned with Jarrett, someone could play with leverage inside you, which you know about Anthony as a former defensive tackle. So I just love what the defense did in general in the second half, and they just played at a higher rate. And sometimes it's you can draw whatever you want in the chalkboard at halftime. It comes down to the mentality you have from a defensive perspective. Are you going to change? Are you going to change the game? Can you do that? Can you get us back in the football game? Because if you're in halftime, Ben Johnson's telling Dennis Allen and his defense, we need stops. We need stops to get back in this football game. That's exactly what they got.
They did. So I asked Anthony about this earlier. I wanted to ask you, as a defender, how frustrating would it be to go up against Caleb Williams?
I think there's multiple levels to that. From Anthony's perspective in the defensive line, you better be in shape, first of all, because you're going to have to run, okay? Because Caleb can extend plays as well as anyone in the league. He's up there with Mahomes, the ability to extend plays. So he's going to test your conditioning. He's going to test your gap responsibility, your rush lane responsibility. And then the secondary, that's just a long day of work because you have to cover down the field. And then even when you're playing zone coverage, when routes get past 10 to 12 yards, you're basically playing man. And to do that for an extended period of time, there's no margin of error. And I think that play we were talking about, the throw to Rome Odunze, the corner is undercutting the over route, right? And that's a long way to run from the other side of the field. And I would teach the DB the same thing. Undercut it, try to make a play in the football because you shorten the window when you undercut it. The ball was just perfect in terms of the placement, the touch, and where he put it. And to do that with pressure is really high level.
If you were the opposing defensive mind trying to game plan against the Bears, and with as many different playmakers as we've seen, where there's been DJ Moore, especially late in games, and his sort of Swiss Army knife ability to be a runner and a pass catcher, a deep player and everything else, or Colston Loveland with his length and his versatility as a tight end, who is the playmaker? Who sort of tops the opposing chart of defensive minds for who they have to try to take away for the Bears?
Well, Anthony, right now you think you have to take away Colston Loveland. You have to. Look at the numbers he's produced for his last three football games and what he did against the Green Bay defense. He had three catches of 20-plus yards on flood routes, which are three-level routes. And for the listeners out there, flood route is you clear the corner and you take the underneath defender and you put him in conflict. Does he take the underneath route, or does he get to depth to take away the out route or the deep corner route, which Loveland runs? And they had that three times in the football game. He can press the seams. He's got the foot quickness to beat press coverage when he played man. Right now, if I'm the Los Angeles Rams, that's the player I have to take away.
Yeah, his improvement from where he was at the beginning, and obviously a younger player, younger for his class,
yeah, right.
You know, and then he comes out and he turns into this guy. Where are the places where you see the biggest jump in what it is that he's become?
Well, I think a couple things. One, understanding, if you go back to his college tape at Michigan, you know, can press the seams, can beat press coverage, but doing it against NFL defenders. I think that's the natural progression there. And you usually see that jump in the second half of the season. The game starts to slow down for you a little bit. His ability to beat one-on-one coverage, to fit better in the scheme, to understand that I think this entire offense, what they are, especially how productive they can be with two tight ends in the field. I looked at the numbers today. That's 12 personnel. Two tight ends in the field. They have 21 explosive plays in the passing game. That's the second most in the NFL this season. And a lot of that has to do with the tight end position and Colston Loveland showing that growth and development the second half of the season.
When you break down that two-point conversion, the one to Loveland where they come out there and big personnel, and Ben Johnson, he had it dialed up in his head already. He immediately signals, let's get big on the field here. You go to 13 personnel, three tight ends out there, and then they get over the ball and spread everybody out, and Loveland is one-on-one. How difficult is that? Just in because every defensive mind, you're evaluating, what's the personnel group the offense puts on the field, and we try to match that personnel. So how, take us through how that philosophically and then kind of schematically works out.
Well, what that does is it creates matchups because you're trying to get run defenders in the football game, or right when you have three tight ends in the game, everyone thinks it's going to be a an off-tackle play. So you get your extra safeties, extra linebackers in the field. But when they spread, now you're in coverage. And I've been in that situation multiple times, even, back in my career. And they do that, you're thinking, oh, no. This is not where I want to be. This is not why I'm in the football game. And look, they had the matchup they wanted. And it was a great pass from Caleb. You talk about ball locations, a back shoulder throw. Even if the coverage was tighter, you're not going to make that play.
Matthew Stafford is a bit of a savant at the quarterback position, and he's got a guy that I think could win Offensive Player of the Year and also Devontae Adams. So you've got that to deal with, and Sean McVay is every part equal of a play caller as Ben Johnson is, and his resume reveals that. What do you expect them to – what are you looking for them to do to try and challenge the Bears' defense?
Well, I think the one thing that Sean McVay has done historically in L.A. that is outstanding is he gets his wide receivers, I use the term free access off the line of scrimmage. He uses a lot of motion, a lot of stack sets, a lot of bunch sets, so they can avoid press coverage and get into the route. And right now, when you look at Nacua, he is one of the best at playing through contact. He is excellent, outstanding ball carrier, toughness after the catch, outstanding vision after the catch. He is one of the top players in our league right now. There's no question about it. With Devontae, he can go back and watch the film from the season. Still one of the best in the league at beating press coverage. I think that was a great pickup for them because they got their ex-receiver opposite of Nacua, who can win those one-on-one matchups. Plus, you got to deal with the run game. And they are physical in the run game. They've become more gap-heavy the last couple of years. And they will get numbers at the point of attack. So it is a challenge to play that offense because you have one of the top play callers. And anyone who's watched the NFL this season can agree that Matthew Stafford might have played his best season of his career.
And I don't know what the numbers ended up bearing out in the second half of the game. It felt to me like Green Bay offensively pre-snap was a little more static in the second half as well than they were in the first half. And that's where like a guy they have like Jaden Reed, he's a weapon for Matt LaFleur in the same way that Ben Johnson is able to have all these movable pre-snap chess pieces. Didn't feel like they used motion to sort of outflank and to, you know, sort of confuse the Bears' second, third level as much in half number two. I don't see Sean McVay making a similar mistake as the Bears are fighting back into a game here. So when you think about the ability for, you know, DeMarco Jackson, he's going to be out there. And yes, he's been good when he's in the lineup. He doesn't know the game the way TJ Edwards does. Andrew Billings, if he's not healthy. So Bears run defense that even though Matthew Stafford is incredible at this point in his career, McVay's going to be willing to run the rock at him. So what do the Bears have to be prepared for in that regard?
I agree. The run game is a foundational approach of that coaching tree. Look at Shanahan, look at McVay. That's where their offense is built, is running the football. And a lot of pre-snap movement, like you said, Anthony. And really, it's going to test the eye discipline of the Bears linebackers. You know, are they hesitant? Do they take false steps? Do they take poor angles? That's what the motion does to you. The jet movement we see in that offense, the misdirection, it's really going to test their eye discipline. Because if you don't stop the run game, Sean McVay will stick with it. He will stick with it as long as he can.
How's the whiteboard workshop coming along?
We started last night. Great group of quarterbacks. I'm doing it up at the Bow Dome in Bensonville with Next Level. Quarterback coach Greg Holcomb, who's J.J. McCarthy's private coach. I've known Greg for a long time. He's worked with our quarterbacks at IC since 2014. Excellent coach. I have a lot of respect for him. And I had a lot of fun last night, Lawrence. A lot of fun. And the kids loved it because we went through some basic stuff last night, some cover three checks, how to attack the free safety. But their favorite thing was we watched the film of Cale Williams at the end.
That's a great way to do it. Can old talk show hosts come and be a part of this? Because I would love to learn.
100% you can come out, Lawrence, anytime. You know that.
All right. I just wanted to make sure because it seems like a really cool thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should go check this out. Go to Matt's Instagram, MattBowen41. They're having it at the Bo Jackson Center, the Bo Jackson Dome. Every Monday, he's on the whiteboard in the whiteboard workshop. It's a really, really cool idea.
Are they selling tickets to this?
I mean, you can get it online, too. Okay. Like, you can join it via Google Meet. If you're not able to go in person, so
right. I like that.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing, and it really speaks to Matt as a coach and as a teacher. So I love this idea, and I promise I will definitely come out at some point so I can learn some more ball.
I mean, especially now that you put him on the spot on the 50,000-watt radio station, you know, he doesn't have any choice but to say, yeah, come
on man,
out.
Hey, man, sometimes you have to use your – I was playing outside leverage on that one to make sure that I got the invite. That's what you got to do sometimes. Matt, thanks, man.
All right, guys. I'll see you soon.
You got it. That's Matt Bowen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.